I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Can prayer change the path of super typhoons? We'll find out in a moment. And a United States elementary school marks a grim anniversary. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The National Weather Service expects Super Typhoon Mawar to reach peak force today. Forecasters say Guam, a U.S. territory in the Pacific, will take the brunt of its wrath.
They're anticipating 5 to 6 foot swells, 150, 160 mile an hour winds. Our towers there are certified for about 130 miles an hour.
President CEO Lauren Libby says Transworld Radio staff evacuated yesterday to secure locations, along with the rest of Guam's population. This little island nation is a key location for TWR.
That's where we broadcast to most of Asia, China, North Korea, India. And we have big listening audiences in those countries.
Mawar became a super typhoon early on Tuesday, which means it has winds of at least 150 miles per hour. That's the equivalent of a strong Category 4 hurricane. As long as Mawar stays on its forecasted path, it'll be the biggest storm to hit Guam since 2002. Please pray that the Lord will have mercy and spare Guam from severe damage.
This is where God can move, and we've seen this before. There was a typhoon coming through about 15 years ago in Guam. People went to prayer, and literally it moved 15 miles north. There's no reason why it should have happened.
United States lawmakers block the Food and Drug Administration's efforts to use federal funding for tobacco restrictions. The FDA wants to ban menthol and set a maximum nicotine level in cigarettes. Tobacco use is the main preventable cause of death in the U.S. Most smokers want to quit, but fewer than 1 in 10 succeed. Brandon Bauer of the Lighthouse.
Quitting nicotine is a very difficult thing. I have people who say quitting hard drugs is easier than quitting nicotine.
The Lighthouse is starting a new Bible-based program to help people overcome nicotine addictions.
We have a 28-bed center for guys who struggle with addiction. We do biblical counseling, and we have support groups. Smoking addiction classes are going to be added to our already going programs.
Smoking isn't the only concern. Nicotine is available in several forms, and each one is potentially dangerous.
When we introduce things into our body that are not designed by God to be introduced into our body, it creates addictive tendencies. And then the temptation is there to pull our sinful hearts into more. If we're smoking or chewing or vaping, we're opening those chemical pathways for addiction in our life.
Connect with the Lighthouse when you visit missionnews.org. And today marks 1 year since 19 students and two teachers were killed in the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Long after news crews and emergency support pulled out, Child Evangelism Fellowship stayed, continued hosting Bible-based good news clubs for kids, and loving on the heartbroken community. Angela Carrillo is the San Antonio director with CEF. She says they've connected with several grieving parents.
You just be there for them. Most of them don't want to say anything, don't want to talk about it. So what you do is just be by their side, hug them, pray for them.
Uvalde celebrates Dia Los Niños, or Children's Day, in April with family activities. And in previous years, a CEF staff member in her church passed out candy and toys at a booth.
But this year it was so different, and more than 1,000 kids came through, and she was able to share the gospel with them. And after that, parents have been asking about the Good News Club at the library, and there's more kids attending now. So as you can see, the gospel is making the impact.
Please pray for Uvalde to know Christ's comfort today. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Written by SGA's founder, it's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.